Being new. To thrive, it's crucial to keep expanding your knowledge. Whether moving to a new city, switching jobs, returning to school, or jumping into a different workout routine, your happiness and success hinge on how you tackle the nervousness of being the newcomer in a group. Always a newcomer. As you go through life, you'll often find yourself in new situations, being the new person. Whether it's a new job, a new class, or a new group of friends, being a newcomer is a common experience. Your confidence in these situations can impact how well you do and how satisfied you feel. In various situations like family gatherings, medical appointments, or seminars, it's crucial to have the skills to meet new people, introduce yourself confidently, and remember names. This becomes even more important as an adult when building professional relationships for work. Some folks may hesitate to introduce themselves due to fear, especially when attending networking events alone. Bringing a friend along might seem comforting, but it can hinder your ability to connect with new people. The science of newcomer anxiety. Both human evolution and our upbringing have taught us to be wary of strangers. It might take some effort to get comfortable with meeting new people. Schools don't usually teach these skills, but we can develop them ourselves through reflection and practice. Even if we deny it, our fear of encountering strangers or joining new groups is real. Child development experts suggest that humans are born with this fear, as babies tend to prefer familiar faces by 2 months old and show anxiety around unfamiliar people by 6 months. Studies reveal that when someone becomes the new person in a group, it can dampen creativity and participation. Even if the group is made up of strangers and has only just formed, these skills take a hit. However, once the new member returns to a familiar group, things tend to normalize. In ancient times, sticking together with your tribe meant survival. Being cast out was like facing a death sentence. Back then, groups helped each other find food, shelter, and protection. They formed hierarchies where certain individuals had first dibs on resources and mates. Today, these hierarchies still linger, and they can stir up anxiety when we start new relationships or face new challenges. Losing status nowadays might sting, but it's rarely life-threatening. Social rejection feels awful, but it's not the end of the road. You can bounce back. Whether it's finding a new job, joining a different club, or making new friends, there are always opportunities to move forward. Anxiety through action. When you take a moment to think about how you're feeling, you open the door to managing your anxiety and using any nervousness as motivation. This way, you can welcome new experiences and the satisfaction that comes with them. Once you realize that rejection doesn't define you, you can reach that breakthrough moment where you tackle and conquer the thing that scares you, like making sales calls or sharing information door to door. To become more socially adept, it's important to avoid sticking to a rigid script. Instead, promote a range of techniques for breaking out of your social comfort zone. Psychologist K. Anders Ericsson suggests a practical approach based on deliberate practice. This involves imagining the behavior you want to exhibit, analyzing each part of your performance, observing yourself mindfully, seeking feedback from others, pinpointing areas for improvement, and dedicating time to practice. By repeating these steps, you can continuously enhance your social skills. Social skills. To boost your social prowess, try adopting different mindsets like those of a curious scientist or a goal-setting coach. Start by recognizing your unconscious incompetence and gradually move towards conscious incompetence. With practice, aim for conscious competence until you reach unconscious competence. This way, you'll become socially adept without overthinking each interaction. The newcomer skills. To become a pro at anything, you gotta learn the basics first. Here are 5 newbie skills you need to nail to tackle your fears, fit into new crews, and get really good at stuff without even thinking about it. 1. Introducing yourself. Introductions can open doors to connections, job prospects, and even interviews. When starting a new job, meeting colleagues can offer valuable information and support. Since self-introductions lack strict rules, begin by identifying key individuals to meet. This can include everyone from higher-ups to cafeteria staff. Decide how to approach each person based on your desired relationship. Start by greeting the person and introducing yourself. Share why you're introducing yourself. It sets the tone for a good conversation. Ask questions about the other person's job, hobbies, and expertise. People like talking about themselves. When wrapping up, thank them and offer your contact info. Hopefully, they'll do the same. Later, jot down what you remember from the chat. Practice, reflect, improve, and repeat. 2. Remembering names. Remembering names is crucial. Impress people by recalling their names when you meet them again. It shows intelligence and professionalism. Don't let the fear of forgetting names make you avoid people. Learn techniques to prevent those awkward moments. Your brain has a hard time holding on to new names, especially when you first meet someone. Distractions can make it even tougher. But don't worry, there are ways to strengthen that memory link. When you're introduced to someone new, your brain might be too busy taking in all sorts of information to remember their name. This is where repetition comes in handy. By saying the person's name a few times, you can help lock it into your short-term memory. Want to remember people's names like a pro? Take a tip from President Franklin D. Roosevelt. Visualize writing their name on their forehead. It might sound funny, but it works. Politicians even study guest lists before events to help remember names. But you don't have to be a politician to expert in this skill. 3. Asking questions. Enhancing your skill in asking questions is a powerful tool for both your professional and social life. It might seem daunting, but asking questions is the key to gaining knowledge, promoting active learning, and building stronger connections. You might worry about looking uninformed or losing status, especially around busy or high-status individuals. Building rapport before asking questions can make interactions smoother. Before you approach someone, be clear about what you need: time, advice, or permission. A quick online search can clarify basic information. Identify the right person to ask and assess if it's a good time to approach them. When you start the conversation, keep your questions brief. Show you've done some research and explain why you're asking. If you need more details, ask follow-up questions, but be mindful not to linger too long. Always thank the person for their help, and later update them on how their input helped you. 4. Starting new relationships. You've learned the importance of building connections, from casual acquaintances to close bonds. Keep yourself in tip-top shape and pay attention to the people around you. Nurture those friendships, both personal and professional, and watch how they boost your overall well-being. Trust me, investing in your relationships is like investing in yourself. When you're choosing who to befriend and how to nurture that friendship, it's crucial to start by understanding things from the other person's point of view. Think about what they might appreciate and what matters to them. Stay positive and offer genuine compliments to show your appreciation. This sets a strong foundation for a healthy relationship. When forming connections, prioritize others' needs while not forgetting your own. This reciprocity enhances strong bonds. As a detective, journalist, or host, engaging with someone new involves drawing them out. Start with an unconventional activity to break the ice. 5. Performing in new situations. Everyone faces the challenge of learning something new. Whether it's mastering tennis or leading a sales meeting, we all start as beginners and improve by practicing, often in front of others. Even if you spend hours practicing guitar alone, your skill remains hidden until you perform in public. However, many people struggle with performance anxiety, which can dampen their enjoyment of an activity and even lead them to procrastinate or quit altogether. Entering a new group can be intimidating, but remember, intelligence and talent are things we develop through practice and effort. If you're struggling academically, know that improvement is possible with dedication and hard work. To build confidence for a performance, focus on practical steps. Rehearse, visualize success, and have a script handy. Plan how to handle mistakes and try meditation to reduce stress. Set realistic expectations, accept your mistakes, and celebrate progress. By taking action and staying positive, you'll boost your learning abilities and confidence. Pay things forward. As you settle into your new role and get to know your colleagues, it's essential to give back by improving the onboarding process for future newcomers. You can make a difference by implementing changes that promote active learning and make the transition smoother for the next group of newcomers. Let's dive into actionable insights to enhance the onboarding experience. Provide actionable guidance to new hires by introducing them to key individuals they should meet. Alternatively, foster a welcoming environment by placing a box of fresh donuts on the newcomer's desk and inviting everyone to join in. The quality of the tasks assigned to new hires significantly impacts their long-term career trajectory. These initial challenges are closely linked to future promotions and overall career success. Get out there. To keep happiness alive, keep learning and trying new things. Instead of dwelling on fears, help others with theirs. Show genuine interest in people around you. Remember, nobody's perfect, including yourself. Dive into new experiences without expecting flawless outcomes. Key points. 1. Encourage new experiences to grow and thrive. 2. Overcome newcomer anxiety by practicing social skills. 3. Remembering names and asking questions develop connections. 4. Prioritize understanding others to build strong relationships. 5. Facing new challenges builds confidence through practice. 6. Improve onboarding for newcomers to create a welcoming environment. 7. Continuous learning and trying new things lead to happiness and success.